Hallelujah. Name Lucas Christ. You continue our Bible seminar.
奉主耶稣名继续开始我们的圣经讲习会。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 2.
我们来看罗马书第二章。
I think chapter 2, I went a little fast, so I don't want to may confuse some people.
罗马书第二章，我刚才讲的比较快一点， 可能有些人会感到混淆。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
罗马书二章十二节。
Verse 12.
二章十二节。
For as many have sinned without the law will also perish without the law.
凡没有律法犯了罪的也必不按律法灭亡。
So here the author tried to compare. Actually, those without the law, they will perish without the law.
这里讲到说没有律法犯了罪他也会灭亡但是不是按律法。
And those who have the law also be judged by the law.
那在律法以下犯罪的就是按照律法来受审判。
So this means those without the law and those with the law, they will perish either with it or without it.
这意思是不管是有律法还是没有律法都会灭亡。
And then when we're talking about verse 15,
我们再看15节。
For the Gentile who do not know, right, the law written in their heart, the law is written in their heart, their conscience also bearing witness between themselves and their thoughts.
15节, 这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证。
Actually, Paul is trying to say here, even you do not know the Ten Commandments, for example.
保罗在这里想讲的是，即使你不知道十诫，
you do not know that God said do not steal.
你不知道神讲过不可以偷窃。
Even you do not know, but you know stealing is wrong.
虽然你不知道神有这个诫命，但是你也知道，
For example,
偷窃是错的。
A little kid when he steals something, right?
举个例子说，小孩子他偷了什么东西？
Why he do it so sneakily, right? So sneaky when he steals something and hide it, right?
为什么他做事情鬼鬼祟祟？因为他知道这不对的。
Of course, he knows already from little that it's wrong, right?
他们从小就知道这个做的不对，所以他们才藏起来。
For a married couple, for example,
对结婚的夫妇来讲，
When you're married to a person, no one in the world think that if you go out and have sex with another person, that is the right thing to do. So what Paul's saying, actually, do not use this as an excuse.
所以保罗的意思是说，你不要用到没有律法来做一个借口。
Even you do not know God, you know what's right and what's wrong.
因为你即使没有律法，你也知道 什么是对，什么是错。
But it doesn't matter.
并且这没有关系。
Because on the end, in verse 16, that God will judge everybody according to his gospel.
因为16节讲到说，主耶稣基督将会来审判，
yes,
按照他的福音来审判所有的人。
The reason we want everybody to be saved.
所以我们只想要每个人得救。
And the reason sometimes we say, oh yeah, they, you know, God will judge, you know, God will, you know, maybe they don't need to be baptized and receive Holy Spirit, they'd be saved. Of course, by nature as a human being, we have a good heart, that's what we want to do.
我们有时候会说，那这个人说不定不需要受洗，不需要受圣灵也可以得救，因为这是我们从人的心讲，我是觉得是很好的，觉得好事。But
our thinking, our thoughts, the way we do things, actually, is not according to God's will if we say that kind of stuff.
但是我们如果这样子讲，我们的思想、我们的言语就不是按照神的旨意。If
we were God, then we can change whatever we want.
如果我们是神的话，我们可以安排这个世界按照我们的旨意。
We can say anybody walk through that door, they can be saved.
我们可以说任何人走进这个门都可以得救。
Of course, for sure, if we are God, they will be saved.
如果我们是神，我们当然可以这样子讲。
But I'm sorry, we just like sinners, like every single one of us. Right?
但是我们每一个人都是罪人。
So that's why we have to understand what God's trying to tell us.
所以我们必须来懂得神告诉我们的到底是什么。
And it's only one way that a person's conscience can be clear in front of God.
只有一种方法，我们的良心在神面前可以得到平安。
What is that one way? Anybody know?
我们知不知道是什么样的方法？
Because sometimes people say, oh, my conscience is clear, my conscience is clear.
有人说我们的良心是平安的。
But what is the only way for conscience to be clear in front of God?
但是在神面前要得到良心的平安只有一种方法。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
我们来看彼得前书。
1 Peter.
彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章,
chapter 3, verse 21.
彼得前书第三章的21节,
there is also an antitype which now saves us baptism, not the removal of the fill of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God.
21节, 这水所表明的洗礼, 有无悔的良心。
We know that during the time of Noah is these millions of people.
我们知道在挪亚时代有上百万人。
Can you fathom during that time only 8 souls will be saved? Can you imagine?
我们可以想象只有八个人最后得救吗？
Just like nowadays, how can a true church only save church? Is that possible?
我们就像今天我们说，为什么真的教会只有这么一点人？
But during Noah's time, even though these millions of people, only 8 souls were saved.
但是我们要想，在挪亚的时代，只有八个人得救。
And they saved right through the ark.
他们是通过神。是通过方舟而得救。
And then, now this, we also have an antitype, just like that, that saved us.
今天我们也有相同的方式，我们可以得救。
Baptism.
这就是洗礼。
Why? Because baptism is not the removal of the flesh, but rather to remove our guilty conscience, our dirty conscience, in front of God.
所以洗礼不是除掉我们肉体的污秽，而是让我们在神面前有无秽的良心。
So that's why for us, do not think too much.
所以我们不要想太多。
But what we know is that we have to go back to the Bible.
我们无论说什么，我们所要回到圣经。
If we don't go back to the Bible, then all our opinions can be different things.
如果我们不回到圣经的话，我们每个人的观点都会不一样。
Yes, maybe some must think, you know, yeah, Gandhi would be safe.
有人说，但以理可能会得救。
Mother Teresa would be safe. Mother Teresa.
有人说甘地可能会得救，有人说或者说Teresa 修女会得救。
Of course, we can think all we want. Right?
我们可以按照我们自己的想象来讲。
Yeah, you have your own mind, you can think.
我们有自己的思想。
But according to the Bible, I'm sorry, they are not saved.
但是按照圣经，他们没有得救。
If we feel upset, we feel angry, we feel unrighteous, and then you get to talk to God. Why? Because God don't want to make up these rules.、Right?
如果你不安，如果你感到不理解，那你就要来跟神来交谈，因为是神制定这个规则。
So talking about good conscience, only through baptism that our conscience can become clear.
但是在这里讲到说，只有通过洗礼才能在神面前有无秽的良心。
If you have time, if you have a computer, go into the computer and put conscience, right?And you see everything related to baptism.
如果你有电脑，查一个词，良心，良心每我看到每一句都跟洗礼相关。
So that's why for all the people in the world.
所以作为世上所有的人来讲
，if they don't get baptized according to the Bible.
如果他不按照圣经所讲的方式来洗礼的话
，that is in the name of Jesus.
那就是奉主的名。
With the face bow.
脸朝下。
The person who baptized must fill with the Holy Spirit.
并且施洗的人必须充满圣灵。
We don't do all this, baptism is no effect at all.
如果我们不这样行的话，我们的洗礼就没有果效。
That's why many churches in the whole world they baptize in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
这是为什么很多教会的人他们用父子圣灵的名来施洗。
I still until this time I still don't understand why they don't understand, especially in America, because English is the main language, right?
特别是
Go ahead.
我实在不懂为什么会这样子，是在特别在美国，英文是他们的母语。
Because in Chinese there's no plural or singular, right? So in the name you cannot tell names or name, right?
因为在中文，名字复数单数是一样的，但是在英文却不一样。
Because in the Greek it's very clear in the name only one name.
在原希腊原文的时候，它这个名字是只有一个名字。
And in English also in the name, right? Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, right?
所以马太福音这里讲到这个奉父子圣灵的名也是一个名字。
You understand? There's only one. Let's go to that. Let's go to that.
我们来看到那个经节。
If you read Chinese Bible, you should also read English Bible if you can.
我们读中文圣经，如果我们懂英文的话，我们最好也来读一下英文。
Because sometimes you know there's no gender differences in gender differences or plural or singular differences in Chinese. So sometimes it's very hard to tell.
因为中文有时候不区分性别，也不区分单复数。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
我们来看马太福音二十八章十九节。
It says here, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name, in the name."
所以二十八章十九节，二十九节讲到说要奉父子圣灵名，这是单数的一个名。
So if the Father, Son, Holy Spirit have different names,
如果父子圣灵有不同的名的话
，and then the Bible would say in the names with an S.
圣经就会讲说这个名加一个复数在后面。
But because the Father, Son, Holy Spirit have only one name.
但是父子圣灵在这里只有一个名。
And that's why the name is not plural but singular.
所以这里为什么是只有一个单数的名
？And we know the name the Father is Jesus.
我们知道父的名就是耶稣。
The name the Son is Jesus.
子的名也是耶稣。
The name the Holy Spirit Jesus.
圣灵的名是耶稣。
That's why many churches they cannot figure this out. Why?
很多教会都没有办法懂得这么简单的一个真理。
Why? Because of the Holy Spirit.
为什么？因为圣灵与他们同在。
Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. We can discern things very easy.
感谢神，我们有圣灵，所以我们能够分辨这些事情。
Okay, so when we're talking about yes, people who have good deeds, they never know God. Yes, we can think all we want, but we have to come back to the Bible.
所以当我们谈到有人有很好的行为，有并且很敬畏神，我们可以想象他们会将来会怎么样，但是我们最后还要回到圣经来看。
Of course, some denomination they say, oh, no, this passage, like the book of Acts, only the book of history, so we don't consider it.
当然有的教会说，像这个《使徒行传》，它只是讲历史而已，它属于它不是圣经的一部分。
And the Old Testament, like the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, is also very old, so we don't need to consider it.
像这个旧约的这些书已经过时了，我们再不用再管了。
Of course, if people say this, what are you going to say?
如果人这样子讲的话，我们就没有无话可讲。
God bless you, right?
我们就只能说神祝福你。
And one time I talked to another person. He's from another church.
另外一个人讲，他是从另外一个教会过来。
I mean, this person, I mean, he's really fervent preaching the gospel.
他对传福音非常的热情。
So he was talking about Sabbath.
他就来讲安息日的事情。
And he said to me, "What happened if you know you go to the moon, and how you observe Sabbath?"
他说你如果到月球上去，怎么来遵守安息日
？How would you answer to that? You know.
那你怎么回答这个问题
？I think most of us in a lifetime are not going to have the opportunity to go to the moon. That's one thing.
我想我们这些人在一生中可能都不会有机会去月球旅游。
But in the moon, they also have time and date.
但是在月亮上也有日有夜。
Depend on what country you're going from, right?
你说哪里过去的话都不一样。
So you observe that kind of Sabbath like that.、Right?
所以我们就是只要遵守按照日夜所划分的这个日期就好。
But there's many things like people try to, I mean, they try, in other words, they try to put God, you know, on trial, you know.
很多人就试图把神放到一个桌子上来试验。
For example, we know that God is almighty.
我们是举个例子说，我们知道神是全能的。
And they will say, if God is almighty, can he make a rock so big he cannot lift?
然后他们就会说。神如果是全能的，那他可不可以造一个石头他举不起来的石头？
So how would you answer this?
那你怎么回答？
This kind of question is ridiculous questions, you know.
这些问题本身就没有逻辑性。
So not all questions you need to answer.
所以我们不是需要来回答所有的问题。
Especially philosophical questions. Philosophical questions.
特别是关于哲学的问题。
Because philosophers always try to make things, you know, the truth become false and the false become truth.
因为哲学家所做的就是把真的变成假的，假的变成真的。
So okay, so there's many questions, but the thing is, just go back to the basic: how we worship God and what we know about God.
有很多的问题，但是我们最要懂得的一个问题就是说，我们怎么样子来敬拜神。
And any Christian you talk to, they know that Sabbath on a Saturday. Really, they know.
所以我跟每个人交谈的时候，他们都知道安息日就在礼拜六。
Even my young niece, that she's been going to church, and you know, she's not a church member, but she belonged to another church.
我的侄女她去一个别的教会，我跟她交谈的时候。
And she's only 15 years old.
她也只有15岁。
And on July 6th, she will come to live with us.
七月六号，她就要搬来跟我们一起住。
And I say to her, you know, from now on, during Sabbath, right, we go to church on Saturday.
我就跟他说，从现在开始你要来礼拜六去教会。
And she's like, okay, that's not a problem.
他说没关系，没问题。
I was in shock, right?
我就感到很惊奇，为什么会这样子？
I say, don't you go to church on Sunday?
我说你不是去上礼拜天的教会吗？
Yeah, she said, church, Sabbath is not on a Sunday, it's on a Saturday.
他知道，他说我知道，安息日是在礼拜六。
But it doesn't matter, just go on Sunday.
他说对我来说我不在乎，反正我礼拜天去没关系。
So this means even for her, they know that the church, 15 years old, they know the church is not on Sunday, but on Saturday.
15岁他就知道安息日是在。
But because we want to make everybody feels good, right? From the beginning, okay, Sunday is more convenient to everybody, so everybody should go. But meanwhile, we neglect the commandment of God.
所以有时候我们就是为了方便，就既然大家都觉得是礼拜天聚会比较好，那就礼拜天聚会，忘记神在这里告诉我们的诫命。
So there's a question here. Other churches have Holy Communion every day. Why can't we have communion more often?
第一个问题是，其他教会都每天都有。圣餐礼为什么我们不能够更经常的来办举办圣餐礼
？So the first thing we need to measure if any other churches we don't care, they can do whatever they want, right? Okay, that's one thing. First thing.
首先我们不别的教会做什么，我们不一定要去照做。
But we have to go back to the Bible.
然后，但是我们却要回到圣经来看。
So what does the Bible say about Holy Communion?
圣经对圣餐是怎么讲述
？Did the Bible say you have to take it very often?
圣经上有没有说你必须经常来做
？Anybody? So what the Bible say about that?
圣经有没有这么讲
？Okay. So what does that mean? Do as often in remembrance of me.
他圣经上讲要经常这样行来纪念我。他只是说要经常，没有说每一天。
Yeah, let's go to First Corinthians chapter 11.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章。
Okay, verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this, right? Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
二十五节。
25, yes.
二十五节，饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Anybody an English major out there?
没有英文专业的吗？
The Bible, in my understanding, say, "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So as often as you do it to remember me, you understand? Not all, do it often. As often as you do it to remember me.
在我的理解，他这里讲的是。他是说，你每次喝的时候都要如此行，为的是要纪念我。
So it doesn't mean to say, "Oh, do it very often." No, say as often. This means as long as you do it to remember of me.
他这里说，并不是要经常行，而是只要你做，都要纪念我。
And then the second
Chinese is no confusion. It's actually what you mean.
Yeah, he said that right. As long as that.
Yeah.
So Chinese is more clear. So thank God for that, then, right? So verse 2, is the purpose of Holy Communion only remembrance of Jesus' death or more?
第二个问题是，圣餐礼只是来纪念神的，主耶稣的死吗？还是有别的意义？
So any thought on this?
有没有想法？
So when Jesus in remembrance of me, this means like what? He said here twice, right?
这里说为什么说要纪念我？纪念我是为什么呢？
What do you think?
Particular life, eternal life.
Okay, it's a partake to have, you know, eternal life. Actually, it's, for us, we should not, you know, go to the point that, for example, the first question is that, how often? Can we do it very often?
那第一个问题是说，我们要怎么样？要多频繁？我们可不可以频繁来行
？See if the church be able to do it every week, it's fine also.
我觉得如果教会愿意每个礼拜来举行的话，也没有问题。
But at least you need to do it, you know, once in a while, not to wait so long, right?
最主要的问题是我们不要等太长来做。
But even to do once a week, actually, sometimes it's not. When we do it once a week, this means actually become habitual, right?And people will just feel, oh, it's Holy Communion again. There's no special meanings at all.
如果我们做的太频繁，它有时候我们会觉得太习惯性的，就觉得没有什么很特殊性。
So when we take Holy Communion, we have to find a way that people truly remember the death of Christ and truly remember this day is a very special day that we put, right, to remember His death for us.
因为做圣餐礼的目的是要我们能够真正的来纪念神，纪念主的死，纪念他为我们死。
But when you say remember me, this means remember from, you know, Jesus' life, what he have done for us, not only his death, right? But if Jesus only died for us, and then actually we don't need to come to church.
这个纪念我并不是光纪念主的死，要纪念主的一生。如果只是纪念主的死的话，我们不用来教会。
But not only he died for us, he resurrected.
不光是他为我们死，而且他复活。
If he only died and resurrected, actually we still don't need to come to church.
即使是他只是为我们死而活的话。并且复活的话，我们也还是不需要来教会。
Only when he ascended to heaven that he make everything complete.
并且我们也要懂得纪念他升到天上，把一切的救恩计划完成。
So during Holy Communion, we don't need to limit ourselves to do this, do that, but as long as we try to remember his death and what Jesus have done for us.
所以我们并不要约束我们在这个圣餐里要怎么样子做，或者是要多频繁来做，而是要纪念他为我们所做的这一切。
And I know some churches do it once a month.
我知道有的教会一个月做一次。
Even once a month, actually, it's become, you know, like a routine, and a lot of people, you know, just feel like it's habitual. So it's not that good.
我们知道有的教会一个月做一次，但是很多信徒就觉得只是照常习惯，所以它效果并不好。
Why, if we build to make it once a month and make it really meaningful, and then hey, go ahead.
如果我们每个月做一次，可以把它变得非常有意义、有造就的话，我们就应该这样子行。
So any other thought, any other comment on this?
我们有没有其他的意见或想法
？Yes.
Yes.
我记得以前教会每个月做一次，现在那为什么教会现在有不一样的标准
？Actually, the churches have no stand.
其实在教会在这方面没有固定的标准。
It's up to the local churches.
是每一个固定的每一个地方教会自己来决定。
Because do once a month is not wrong.
因为做每个月做一次并不是错的。
Once every 3 months is not wrong.
三个月做一次也没有错。
But make sure every time we do it become meaningful.
但是我们要目的是每一次做一次都要有意义。
That the members really can feel that kind of, you know, environment and.That's why sometimes it's very difficult. If you do it every week during Holy Communion, because some churches allow the children, right? Run in and out, this and that. People get up, this and that. And then the Holy Communion become a chaos, you know? That's why it's, every time we do it, we have to be careful.
我们是要来在这一次来纪念主，所以我们每做的时候要有造就。像有的教会孩子比较多，每个月举办一次的话，就有时候会孩子跑进跑出，就变得很混乱。
I see the two churches I passed, the three churches I passed, two of them do once a month.
其实我注目两个三个教会，有两个教会都是一个月做一次。
On Pacifica and also in Hawaii.
太平洋教会跟夏威夷教会都是每个月行一次圣礼。
We do it once a month.
这个圣餐礼是每个月做一次。
And in Hawaii, once a month is okay.
夏威夷一个月一次还没有问题。
But in Pacifica, once a month is good because they know how, you know, they don't make it like a routine. It's always, we have always visitors, like different pastors or deacons go there. So because of this, and then it's always new. Right?
在太平洋教会，但因为我们有很多的长子传道来访问，所以每一次做的都非常的好。
And if I have to do 12 Holy Communion per year in the same church, you run out of stuff to talk about, you know?
如果是我在一年要做十二次要举行十二次圣餐礼的话，我可能会没有什么好讲的。
Yeah, so that's why we also have to think. You know, there's many things, right?
因为很多事情我们要考虑到各种实际的约束。
But once a month is not wrong. Once every 3 months is not wrong. We have to do it, but the heart is what's most important.
所以一个月一次没有错，三个月一次也没有错。最重要的是我们有什么样的心。
Okay. Any other thought?
有没有其他的想法
？There's another question.
另外一个问题，
Do people who have psychological illness, like bipolar, schizophrenia, etc., necessarily mean they are demon possessed?
那一些有心理疾病的人，或者是有神经病的人，他们是不是真就是一定是被邪灵所占据呢？
So what do you guys think?
你们大家怎么样子认为？
Anybody understand the question?
大家懂得这个问题吗？
If a person is, you know, have psychological problems like schizophrenia and also bipolar, depression, that kind of stuff, this means that they have, they possessed by demon, evil spirit. 如果
他们有精神错乱或者是压抑、忧郁症的话，那是不是因为他们被邪灵所占据？
What do you think?
大家怎么认为？
You know, next time when there's a question,You don't need to think about the question they ask. You also can have a question your own to go with that question, right? So when we evangelize, it's very important. So when people ask us a question, don't get stuck with their question, right? So you have to think, because sometimes their question is not so right, so correct, especially when it comes to evangelism.
我们要知道，如果有人问问题的时候，我们可以问一个相关的问题，因为不一定是对是错，但是对我们来说。宣道来说就大有帮助。
So like when people ask Jesus to be stoned her according to Moses, right?
然后就像有人来问主耶稣一样，按照摩西的律法，我们是不是要把他处死
？And like they ask him, should we pay, you know, to Caesar, the tax to Caesar, right?
或者说问要不要给凯撒
来
付税
？Like Nicodemus say, you know, when he talked to Nicodemus, Nicodemus just talking about, oh, good teacher, you are good from God.Jesus didn't care about that, right? He has his own plan, his own way of doing things, right?
就像尼哥底母来问主耶稣说，你是夫子，我知道你是良善的，但是主耶稣却不吃那一套。
But the best way when we answer a question, always go, the first thought you have is the mind of Christ. Go back to the Bible.
所以我们首先想到要回答的问题，我们第一个就是要有基督的心为心。
And then the sin against God is very, very small because you go back to the Bible, right?
如果我们
say something wrong.
如果我们回到圣经，我们即使说错话了，这个错误，这个罪也是小的，因为并且很多时候人可以接受。
And people will accept it much easier.
人就很比较容易来接受这个道理。
For example, when you give sermon the topic, try your best to bring the topic from the Bible.
所以举个例子，如果我们要讲一个讲道的话， 我们最好是把这个题目是从圣经里面拿出来的。
Because then the audience have nothing to criticize about, right?
因为人听众就不可能用这个方法来批评你。
This is some of the training that we've been training as CTP students, you know.
这是实际上我们在神学院学到的一个方法。
So look at my topic: two fathers, two mothers.
所以我们在这里讲两个父亲，两个母亲。
You're thinking, what he's going to talk about, right?
你就会想说他在到底想讲什么。
But then if we saw the other first topic, one father, three mothers, and then we know the content, right?
如果我讲一个父亲，三个母亲，我们就知道他什么内容。
Okay. So what does the answer? We didn't go this yet, right? So what do you think?
那大家知道觉得有什么样的回答对这个？
Actually, before I came to Christ, I worked with many people like this.
在我来信主之前，我经常跟这些人打交道，这些有精神病的人打交道。
But I just want to hear your thought. What you think?
但是我想听到你们的什么样的想法。
Asking the same question.
Okay, so we answer this first, and then the other question, the second question. Okay.
我们首先来回答这一个问题，然后你说的问题是第二个问题。
Yeah. Anybody? Anything?
So that means answer of this first question is not necessary.
So you can translate to yourself.
那刚才既然有第二个问题，那的意思就是是不是这个不一定就是有这种精神疾病的人不一定是。
And why do you say it's not necessary?
If the second question is valid, then the first question must, the answer of the first question must be not necessary.
Oh, we didn't say the second question. It's not wrong.
Wait.
Yeah. But why? What you thinking? What your thought? Why you think it's not necessary? It's not always necessary.
Wait.
Is it not always necessary?
Yeah. 为什么我说会不是？不一定是，总是这样子。I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. 我没有回答，没有答案。
Yeah. Actually, it's true. It's not always necessary.
我Pastor Woody 说这个答案的确是不是一直都这。
Yeah, let translate. Yeah.
我想讲的是，问我的问题是因为在古时候，那时候人家并不知道有这些精神错乱的疾病，也没有这些名称。那时候是不是所有生病的人，大家都说他是跟魔鬼有关？因为所有的坏事不都是魔鬼干的吗？我们记得我们查经的时候有查到说，有时候坏事就是会发生，就像约伯的那个情况，是为了将来衬托出神的荣耀。所以我觉得不一定所有的坏事都是因为撒旦而造成，而是就是说，所以说我不认为所有的精神疾病都是因邪灵造成，邪灵占据。
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, when I work with clients who have psychological problems.
我跟这些精神疾病的人打过交道。
Of course, sometimes they just naturally are sick. They have mental problem, right?
他们有的时候有些人的确是自然生病，自然有一些精神的疾病。
But sometimes because their mental problem give the foothold for Satan to possess them.
但是很多时候却是因为他们神经上有一些精神上有一些问题，却给魔鬼留出地步来占据他们。
And especially those of us who are in Christ.
特别是那些。
For those of us who are in Christ, for example.
特别是对我们在基督里面的人。
Because now we have a lot of sisters in the middle age, they have depression, for example.
经常我们会有一些中年的姐妹会有一些忧郁症。
And because of this depression, actually they allow evil spirit to come to bother them. We don't say possess, right? But bother them, disturb them.
因为他们有这个抑郁症，所以他们就给魔鬼留地步来搅扰他们。我们不说他占据，而是说魔鬼来干扰他们。
So in other words, sometimes a person who have psychological problem actually just psychological problem.
所以有些人有精神病，他只是有精神病。
But some people psychological problem because the psychological problem is so severe that evil spirit occupy them.
但是有些人精神病太严重，有时候就会让邪灵来占。
So that's why when I was work as a therapist, it's very hard to determine which one is psychological and which one is evil demon possessed.
所以我以前工作是在做一个治疗师，我很难分辨哪些人是，只是精神病，哪些人是被魔鬼所占据。
There's a couple things.
有两件事情我可以用来分辨。
First, when a person is possessed by evil spirit, when you ask him a question, what is it going on right now as they sit with you in therapy?
我们那时候在做治疗的时候，你如果一个人是被邪灵所占据的话，你如果问他到底是什么样子，会发生什么事情呢
？Most of the time they say, "Oh, nothing's going on."
他就会跟你说没什么事。
But a person have psychological problem.
如果一个人是有精神病的话
，their problem is always there.
他的问题总是在那里。
So when you ask them in the waiting, in your office, say what's going on, they will tell you exactly what's going on with them as they were at home.
他就会在办公室，他就告诉你他。他们发生在家里的发生是什么事情
？Because evil spirit bother them. Sometimes they bother them at home. Sometimes they bother them in the office. Sometimes they bother them at walking. Right? So it's different places.
因为邪灵在他的家里，在他的办公室或者在别的地方，他每次都会在不同的地方来干扰他。
Another one is levitation.
So people who are occupied by the demon、
yes.
who have a
Yes, a person who possessed by evil spirit, a lot of time they don't get disturbance, right? Sometimes in the office, if I ask them, is the evil spirit inside of you? Is somebody, if you hear voices right now, and they say, you know, most of them they say no. Right? They say no.
Because it's okay.
Because evil spirit don't bother them at that particular time.
And 如果我问一个人，他说，现在你有没有听到这种奇怪的声音？他们就会说。不是，因为这些人他们是被邪灵占据的，但邪灵在那一刻没有来干扰他们。
If they have psychological problem, they will say, "Oh yeah, right now." As they were talking, right now, what's going on?
对，那如果是他是心理是精神病的话，精神病会一直在那里，所以他无论在哪里，他都会讲说，哦，对我就有这个问题。
That is one way to determine.
所以这是一种方法。
Another way is levitation.
另外一种是
，a person who possessed by evil spirit, they walk with light feet. Their feet is very light.They almost walk like on air, you know. But a person who has psychological problem, they always drag their feet when they walk very heavy.
但是有精神病的人，他们走路的时候，他们就觉得脚非常的沉重。
So when a person comes to my office, when I see them walk, I can tell.
从他们走路的样式来到我的办公室，我就差不多可以分辨出来他们是什么样的人。
Because evil spirit they live in the spirit.
因为邪灵，他们是在邪灵中。
So when they possess a person, actually, people have special skills, you know, do a certain things.
被邪灵所占据的人，有时候会有一些特别的技巧，做事情会不一样。
Of course, by accessing, you know, what's going on in their lives too, you know.
同时，我们要分析他们的生活中发生的事情，所以我们能够进一步来判断。
For example, I have this short, fat client, right?
我有一位矮矮胖胖的病人。
And one time, they found him on the top of the tree, climbing the tree.
有一次有别人找到他居然爬到树上去了。
Even this tree I cannot climb, right?
那个树我看一下我都没有办法爬上去。
So I ask him what happened.
我就问他怎么回事。
So during the time he said the ghost of his uncle called him, hey, he have a lot of money on a tree. So he, right, because he have evil possess him, he climb up the tree. Even though he's fat and short, he climb the tree like an expert, you know?
他说他叔叔的鬼魂告诉他那个树上有很多的钱他就赶快爬爬爬爬就爬上去了。
So that's, you know, that's some of the ways we can tell.
所以这个就是你可以判断的方法。
But when we have the spirit of God,
如果我们有神的灵
when you talk to a person possessed by evil spirit,
如果你跟一个有邪灵占据的人讲话
almost all the time they cannot look at you in the eyes.
他很多时候都无法来正视你的眼睛。
So when I first came to Christ,
当我刚刚来到主里的时候
of course before I came to Christ, I couldn't tell, you know, what's what's what, what's who is what, you know, whatever, right?
我来慕道之前，我没有办法来分辨这些事情。
But then when I came to Christ, received the Holy Spirit.
但是当我来慕道，来受到圣灵之后。
And every time I talk to my client, they would like this.
每一次我来看我的病人，他们就是眼睛就会这样子。
And beginning, I don't understand why, what's going on with them.
我就开始觉得怪怪的，为什么会这样子
？And then one time, a young girl who possessed an evil spirit came to see me.
有一次，一位年轻的一个。女孩子被邪灵占据，她来看我。
And the reason she was referred to me because she wanted to kill herself.
她为什么她会来见我，是因为她想自杀。
And the reason she wanted to kill herself because she has an old friend who already died a long time ago, and they want to be together forever. So the old friend asked her to kill herself so they can be together forever.
是因为她以前的一个好朋友，她很早之前就死了，但是她经常来。来干扰他说让他自杀然后这样子他们两个可以在一起
So when she came to my office I asked the mother to come to talk to me first
所以当他来我办公室我就让那个母亲先来跟我讲话
And then I asked the co-workers to watch the little girl in the waiting area
我们就让我的同事来看住这个女孩子
About 10-15 minutes later I walked toward the little girl
后来迟到15分钟之后我就走到那个女孩子那里
She was like sitting right there right
她本来是坐在那个地方
And I just walked and I said oh, you have time to come in
我说，我就走到他面前说，我说是你，该你进来了。
She's like no.
他就说不，不要。
I say, oh, your turn to come in.
我说是你，该你进来了。
And she's like no.
他说不要。
And I say, okay, we can make a point for next week.
那我说，那我们是不是要约到下个礼拜再来
？That time she was climb up the wall. I mean, you know, then just ran out.
然后他就差不多快跳到墙上去，然后就跑走了。
And I didn't think anything of it.
我就没有想到什么。
I walked back to my office.
我就走到我办公室。
Then my coworker ran after me.
我的同事就后在我后面跑
，because they heard that the little girl was screaming, yelling, right?
然后他们就听到那个女生在尖叫。
And then my coworker, I mean, he's in his late 40s, say, "Hey, Woody, why the little girl so afraid of you?"
他就跑过来问我说 ，Woody, 为什么你那个女孩那么怕你
？I say, "Why? What's going on? I have no idea."
我说我不知道怎么回事。
He say, "What happened? Why they were? She was waiting in the waiting area. They were talking to her, and this little girl looked at them like this, right?" And they were so scared of her because her eyes like so demon possessed, right?
他说他们在等待区的时候，他们跟他讲话，然后这个女孩子就这么直直的看着他。他说那个眼睛很有一股鬼怪的力量。
He said when she looked at them, there's like cold air going through them.
他说当那个女孩看着他们的时候，一股冷气穿入他们的心中。
And they all ran back to their room, just left the little girl alone.
然后他们就刚都跑到自己的房间去，就让那个女生待在那里。
So, but when I went out there, they see this little girl, you know, screaming, "No, no," like that, right?
但是当我走去的时候，那个女孩子就说，不不不，不要。
And then they said to me, "Oh, you believe in Jesus? That's why."
他就后来说，哦，原来你因为你相信耶稣，这是为什么
？And I said to myself, "Oh, yeah, that's right."
我说，哦 ，Yeah, 是这样子。
Then I realized, oh, that's the reason why my clients, every time I talk to them, they always put their head down.
我那时候才意识到，为什么我的病人来见我的时候，就把头低下来。
But the one who do not possess my evil spirit, they can just look at me and talk. I mean, they don't really look at you, but at least they can talk, you know.
对，但是如果没有被邪灵占据的，他们就能够正常的来交谈。
Because I have one client, she thinks she's the owner of Schwarzenegger.
有，我们有一个病人，他认为他是施瓦辛格。
And she thinks she's like Bruce Lee.
他也认为，有时候认为他是李小龙。
And all this time, her father trying to kill her because her father don't want her to become so famous.
他说他就假想说他的父亲想要把他杀死，因为他父亲不想让他成名。
So that time, I ask her, "Who are you now?"
我说我就问他你现在是谁。
She say, "Oh, I'm famous Chinese movie star."
他说我是一个很著名的中国的明星。
And I say, "What's the name?" She say, "No, I can't tell you the name."
我说那你是什么名字？那他说我不能告诉你
的名字。Then you might tell my father can find me.
我说如果告诉你我的名字的话，我的父亲就会来杀我。
She was possessed by evil spirit. It is scary.
他也是被邪灵所占据。
But this one other client, he's the most scary one.
我还有另外一个病人是最吓人的。
Actually, this guy he used to be a cannibal.
他以前是在
Yeah, he eat people. Yeah.
以前是食人族的。
Yeah. So what happened in Cambodia? He during the communists, right? Actually, these four communists kill his parents, right, in front of him.
因为在柬埔寨的时候那时候有四个红色高棉的人把他们父母杀死。
And then they cut the parents' heart open and eat it and stuff, so he becomes so traumatized.
然后并且那些人把他的父母的头砍下来。
So during that time, he made a determination to kill all these four people.
所以那时候他就下定决心要杀这四个人。
So on the end, any little kids around don't get so scared.
有没有小孩子有些吓人。
So on the end, he ended up killing two of them.
他最后却是有办法把那两个人杀掉。
He cut them in pieces.
他就把他们砍成一块一块。
And pickled them, salted them, and dried them up.
甚至把他们腌一腌，然后把他们晒干。
So I asked him, how long did it take you to eat those two people?
我就问他，你花了多少时间把这两个人吃完
？2 years.
他说两年。
That's quite a long time. A lot of beef jerky, huh?
好像把吃牛肉干一样。
So this man, when he come to see me, I didn't know nothing about him.
所以当这些人来看我的时候，我并不了解他们。
But that time when I look at him,
但是我那时候看他。
If I didn't have Christ, I would never see this guy for therapy.
如果不是基督与我同在，我不敢在那里来治疗这些人。
Even though I have the Holy Spirit,
虽然我有圣灵与我同在。
He's not afraid to look at me in my eyes.
他并不害怕我。
Like for 50 minutes when I was stopping, you know.
因为50 minutes.
50.
他看我五十分钟，就这么直直看着我。
And then for me, like, wow, this guy, he have like, because evil spirit, they're different level.
因为邪灵也有不同的层次。
Of course, my faith is not so great, that's why you can look at me, right?
我那时候信心也不是很强，所以他能看着我。
So there are times when this guy is just so crazy. One time, my coworker went to his house, right? They open his house. He can fast and pray to whatever for like 7 days.
我有一个工，有一个同工同事去看其中一位病人，他说这位病人可以在他的房间里面不知道祷告像什么小祷告，可以7天不吃饭。
No, if you just look at his eyes, you know that he has evil spirit inside of him.
如果你看他的眼睛，你就知道他有邪灵在他里面。
Especially, I had to go to court and testify against him. Oh, it was frightening.
有一次我必须在法院里去作证来指证他，真的是。很难。
But thank God, you know, God did not allow anything to happen.
但是神，感谢神，神不会让这坏事发生。
And after that court, he didn't get his children back, didn't get his wife back. Then he moved somewhere far away. I didn't have to see him again.
在那次法院之后，他的太太跟他的小孩，他都失去了，他都被判决就丢掉了，然后他就搬到别的地方去，我也再不会见到他。
It's funny now, but when I was seeing him, I was scared. He threatened to kill his wife therapist. He threatened to kill his children therapist. He threatened to kill everybody. You know, and I'm the one have to keep him calm. Don't kill anybody.
虽然现在讲起来很有趣，但是在那个时候我看他的时候，他那时候威胁着要杀掉他的太太跟小孩的治疗师。
But thank God, he likes me.
但是我当时的工作就是要让他安静下来，感谢神，他那时候。并还能听我的。
Even though he looked at me with such an evil eye, but I didn't feel like he can eat me anything, you know.
虽然他那时候眼神很怪，但是我并不觉得他那时候可以吃掉我。
So yeah, so the answer is that yeah, not everyone who have psychological problem possessed by evil spirit, but they are prone to be possessed by evil spirit.
所以答案是并不是每一个有精神疾病的人都是被魔鬼占据，但是他们比较容易。
Okay,
会被邪灵占据。
Any other questions?
有没有其他的问题
？Yes. I'm sorry.
Transgender.
Like transsexual.
Transgender.
Or they change
the gender.
Change the sex. Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
关于变性人，他们难道是神让他们做的吗
？Yeah, I mean, God loves everybody, right? According to the Bible.
我们按照圣经，神爱每一个人。
But He hates sin.
但是神却恨。
And sometimes we think why some people, right, born, for example, you know, with a, you know, different like a feminine genital, even though they are masculine.
虽然我们就会有时候会想说，为什么有的人他生理上是男性，但是心理上却是女性。
And why so many evil have to, you know, be in the world?
为什么世上有这么多的罪恶、邪恶
？And why some people born in a certain way? Right?
为什么有些人出生下来就是那种怪样
子 ？So many people do not come to believe in God because of all this situation.
有些人就因为这些事情而不来信神。
So how can we answer this?
我们怎么样子来回答这些问题
？For example, you know, transgender, right? That's what the word they call, right?
就是变性人。
So why do God love them? Of course, God loves everybody.
我们会问他，神爱这些人吗
？But why all this have to happen to them?
但是为什么这些事情要发生到他们身上
？How can we answer this?
我们怎么样子回答？
Anyone?
有没有人要回答
？All these questions are very difficult.
这些问题当然都很难回答。
Answer.
非常回答。
But we know from the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned against God.
但是我们知道，当起初夏当亚当跟夏娃犯罪的时候
，So sin has come into the world.
罪就进入到世间。
So God not only cursed men, but all cursed the earth also.
神不光诅咒人，并且诅咒整个地球。
So when you talk about, you know, typhoon, hurricane, all that kind of stuff, actually, it's from the curse of God from the beginning because of sin.
所以我们在讲台风、飓风或者是地震这些事情，都是因为人起初犯罪。
And the same thing, sometimes why do we born the way we born?
同样的问题，为什么我们出生下来会是那个样子
？Of course, most of the time because the sinful in the sin that's in the world.
很多时候是因为世上的罪。
But for us who in Christ.
但是我们在主里面。
Of course, we know it's not because of our sin.
我们知道不是因为我们的罪。
But is this God allowed to happen?
而是神允许这些事情发生。
So there's many things maybe we don't know the exact correct answer to.
我们可能有些事情不知道确切的答案。
But either or, we need to have faith.
但是不管怎么样，我们需要有信心。
For example, Brother Jude and Sister Cindy's son.
或者是我举个例子说，Jordan 弟兄跟 Cindy 姐妹的这个孩子。
You don't have the eye to the cancer, right?
他得了眼癌。
Cancer to the eye, right?
他有眼癌。
So then you think about, even though we are Christian,
就我们就想，即使我们是基督徒
，Why do allow God allow this young boy to, you know, to be born with cancer in his eye?
我们就会想，为什么神会让这么小一个小孩？得到眼癌呢
？So can we say anything to comfort them?
我们可以讲什么话来安慰他呢
？It's very difficult.
非常难。
But what we can do is pray for them.
但是我们可以做的就是为他们祷告。
They themselves will come to understand what God's will is.
我们可能后来就会理解到神的旨意是什么。
For example, we don't believe in abortion.
有很多事情，举个例子说，我们不相信，我们不主张
abortion.
流产
according to the Bible is take one's life.
因为流产按照圣经实际上是。实际上是杀害一个人的生命。
Let me say, what about if a person is raped?
我们就会问说，如果一个人被强奸了呢
？And then what? How do we answer this?
我们就会怎么？一个人会这样子问我们，我们怎么回答
？See, men, we do many evil things.
我们会说，人做很多邪恶的事情。
Because according to the natural law by God's, you know, creation.
因为他们是按照自然的，按照神创造的自然的律法来做。
If a man and woman come together, of course, they will be conceived.
如果一个男跟一个男人跟女人在一起，他们会怀孕。
So if a man force himself on a woman, this is nothing to do with God, but evil that's inside man's heart.
所以，如果男人是强行发生这些行为的话，这些事情就跟神没有关系，这是人的罪，人的邪恶。
Of course, we cannot take the life. The life is already, you know, be conceived and is already, you know, we cannot take it. Why? Because God tells us not to take life.
但是我们却不能把生命取走，因为这是。神赐的生命。
But God also teaches not to, you know, have adultery, have fornication.
但是神更告诉我们不可以有这种奸淫
事情。So we already break the commandment from the beginning, and then everything else results in it, and then we cannot say, you know, oh, make why God allowed this happen, why God allowed that happen. We cannot say that kind of stuff.
我们一旦最开始进入到世间之后，我们就不能再去问说神为什么会允许这些发生那些事情发生。
I mean, God created water for us to enjoy, to drink, and to nourish us.
神创造水是要为我们可以喝，可以让我们解渴。
Then if a person used the water to drown someone to death, then we cannot say, why, God, why did you make the water?
如果有人用水来淹死一个人的话，我们就不可以问说为什么神制造这些水来让人可以用来。
Many things like this concern this kind of question.
所以很多问题都是这样子的问题。
But it's never easy really to answer.
但是要回答这些问题并不容易。
Any other thought?
没有其他的。
And he blessed the day and made it holy. 讲话呢？第三个问题
，The third question，
或许你们说我是神经病
，Perhaps you think I'm crazy，
其实不是
，But actually no。
Okay， we don't diagnose you being crazy。
I'm normal。啊，同情你们到我。
为什么被？
这个问题我从来没想过了，我保证你们从来没想过。
I promise you've never thought of this question。
这个亚当夏娃，他们那时候讲的是什么话
？When Adam， what language did Adam and Eve speak？
好，亚伯拉罕他们讲的是什么话
？And what language did Abraham？
从亚当到夏娃，亚当又是挪亚的时候又水灾啦、啊，又变音啦、啊，干什么？但是到夏娃来的时候，还是他们那些语言啊，是不是语言？还是那些 language， same language 吗？
So from Adam and Eve to Noah to Abraham, in Noah's time they changed the language, but then they're still the same language.
那我们圣经讲说是亚当到大卫，对不对？这么讲的话，血统一样 ，language 是一样啊。
So their blood is the same, their language is the same.
那么我们讲，亚伯拉罕是不是讲希伯来文
？So did Abraham speak Hebrew?
那请问亚当是不是讲希伯来文
？And did Adam speak Hebrew?
那神跟亚当讲话的时候，他不会用神的话讲吗？还是用希伯来文？要不然亚当怎么会 understand？ 不晓得我你谁？听不懂就跟我们现在有圣灵跟没圣灵，听完哇一下舌音，要是声音，我怎么听得懂呢
？So when God spoke to Adam, he didn't speak God's language. It's like us today, when we speak in tongue and nobody understands. So, yeah.
那我的问题就是神亚当是讲希伯来文。
So did God speak Hebrew to Adam?
各位弟兄姐妹，我是正常的。
So dear brothers and sisters, I am normal.
So the first question, I forgot, what was the first question? I was so intrigued by the third question. Okay, so any thought, okay? What is the blessing, right, on Sabbath?
Because we have got a new member.
Yes.
It's very important.
Yes.
那第一个问题是我们安息日所受到，神说神祝福这一天，那个祝福是什么样的祝福？
Yes, so we've been coming to you. Yes, we've been coming to church for many years, right? So why do we come and say, you know, this is a sanctified day and a blessed day, right?
所以我们来教会这么多年会，我们为什么说这是一个分别为圣的一天？
Anyone? So now, what was your thought?
Wait. Oh, so yeah. Verse 14 said, if you keep the Sabbath, he'll cause us to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Jacob, our father. So I think that it's earthly and spiritual.
我相信这是这里讲到说。主神要使你乘驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。我想这是属肉跟属神属灵的两方面的祝福。
Anybody else？
还有其他的答案吗
？Brother, you must have an answer. That's why you have a question. So you
gotta
tell us your answer.
你肯定有一个答案。你既然问你这些问题
，What's your thought on that first question？
那第一个问题，你的答案是什么？
Immediately get a moon cake and
drink it. 绝对不是这样。 我也没有答案，我认为，我个人认为说这个福气来的话是你来守这个安息日的话，你配就很乖乖的来的话，你有什么痛苦，有什么辛苦，干什么其他的，神主耶稣的话会从你日常生活当中的话就把你怎么样呢，就把你这个稍微抹平了，稍微就稍微瞧一瞧啊。
So actually, you know, this day, right? God said the day is a holy day and sanctify and make it holy.
神说这一天是圣日，要把它分别为圣。
So the main reason why we come to Sabbath is to have the hope for the future rest.
我们之所以来安息日的目的是要在将来有安息日的指望。
So this means for 6 days we always do the things of this world.
因为我们六天总是在做世上的事情。
But if we continually to keep our eyes on the things of this world, then we have no more hope, no peace, and no joy.
如果我们的全副精力都在世上的话，我们就没有盼望，没有喜乐，没有平安。
Because this world one day will be destroyed.
因为这个世界有一天会被毁坏。
So the reason we come to Sabbath, what is to be able, right, to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
所以来安息日的目的是要跟弟兄姐妹们一起团契。
To hear the word of God to increase our faith.
来听神的话，来增强我们的信心。
Of course, can be many different things assigned to different individual.
对每个人来说，可能造就都不一样。
But the conclusion of everything that happened in this day is to give us hope for eternal life. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 3.
但是最终的目的就是要在末日来让我们得到这个永远的安息的指望。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1.
希伯来书四章第一节。
Verse 1.
四章第一节。
Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any one of you seem to have come short of it.
四章第一节，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间会有人似乎赶不上了。
So God promised us a promised land.
所以神应许我们将来的要去的地方。
And during the time of the Old Testament, during the time of Jesus, they did not enter this promised land.
在旧约的时候，在主耶稣来之前，他们没有办法进入到这个应许之地。
Because in verse 4,
第四节讲到说
For he has spoken a certain place in the seventh day in this way, and God rests on the seventh day from all his works.
四章四节讲到，论到第七日，有一处说到第七日，神就歇了他一切的工。
And then verse 6,
第六节
Since therefore it remained that some must enter it, and those to whom it first preached do not enter because of disobedience. Verse 7.
七节
Again, he designated a certain day, saying to David, Today, after such a long time as it has been said, Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Verse 8.
八节
For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Verse 9.
第九节
There remained therefore a rest for the people of God. Verse 10.
第十节
For he who entered his rest has himself also ceased from work as God did from him. So the reason this whole passage talking about The reason we come to church, we understand that in the future, God will give us eternal rest.
所以我们安息日来到教会，最终的目的就是在将来，我们可以在天上享受那永远的安息。
But if we come to church and we listen to the people who speak to us and encourage us,
如果我们听到人来跟我们讲话来勉励我们
，and if we always harden our heart,
如果我们总是不信从的话
，then we can never enter this rest.
那我们就无法进入到这个将来的安息。
So that's why it's so important when we come to this day. This day, God sanctified, make it holy, and make it special just for us.
所以这一天，神让它分别成圣，是为我们的原因。
So we always can keep our eyes on the future, on a hope that God is preparing for us.
所以我们的眼睛可以看到将来，看到神所为我们所准备的。
Really, the only time that I feel so joyful is on Sabbath day.
实际上，在我来说，每一天最喜乐的一天就是在安息日这一天。
Because all the other days, for some reason, there's so many things that come to me, right? So many thoughts, so many different things. But when Friday night Sabbath come, for some reason, I feel, wow, everything is, you know, other way. Everything is so peaceful. Everything is so joyful. So why? Because I have entered to this holy day.
因为在平时我们想法我们的思绪繁多，我们想的东西很多，但是在礼拜五晚上到礼拜六，我们就开始把所有的东西都丢开。对我来说是非常 让我感到最喜乐的一天。
But I'm sure every single one of us experienced differently on this day.
但是我相信每一个人在这天的感受都不一样。
Why? Because all of us have different needs.
因为每个人都需要不一样。
And all of us have different ways that God wants to, you know, uplift us, encourage us.
因为神也用不同的方法来把我们提取起来。
But most important, we'll come here to remind us that our hope is not in this world.
最重要的是要提醒我们，这一天我们来到教会。来得到提醒是我们的盼望不在这个世上
But our hope is in the world to come
我们的盼望是在将来
And this Sabbath day should always bring us up to this level
所以安息日的目的就是把我们带到这个地步
Transcend ourselves beyond time and space but into the spiritual realm
让我们超脱时间跟空间的限制而到属灵的国度
And the second question
第二个问题是什么
The second question is that Oh yeah Did Satan heard when God said do not eatBy the tree from good and evil.
第二个问题是，当亚当跟夏娃偷吃这个善恶果的时候，神告诉亚当跟夏娃不可以吃善恶果的时候，魔鬼是不是有听到
？What do you guys think?
你们怎么认为
？Some interesting questions.
这是很有意思的问题。
Mike, you can say something. Oh, no. Any thought? Anybody?
有没有什么想法
？Jason.
Jason.
Except for Adam and Eve, right? Say everybody heard it.
我想在属灵国度，每个人都听得到。
Let me ask you a question beyond that question.
那我先问一个问题。
Did God, you know, plant that tree right in the midst of the garden? Sometimes people ask, why did God is so mean, right? Plant that tree in the midst of the garden.
那我就问一个问题，说为是不是神特意把那个树种在那里？有的人问说。为什么神这样子，这个这样对这样刻薄？为什么把故意把那个树放在那里
？So this means God just tempt them, right?
是不是神在诱惑他们
？Is what? So how do we answer to this?
我们怎样回答问题
？To the answer.
我们怎样先回答这个问题，然后再来回答你说的问题
？What do you guys think?
你们怎么样认为
Actually, let's go to Genesis.
我们来看创世纪。
Because this thing is always babble my mind when I read this.
这个对我来说总是在我的心里面。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
二章第九节。
I think let's verse 8 first.
我们来看第八节先。
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, verse 9.
第九节。
And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree. Let God say every tree, okay? Every tree.
这里神说，神使各样的树从地里长出来，各样的树。
So, every tree that is pleasant to the sight, remember pleasant to the sight.
所以这个各样的树是悦人的眼目的。
And good for food.
都可以做好做食物。
And the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden.
然后在院子中间又有生命树。
And the tree of the knowledge good and evil.
然后还有分别善恶的树。
So what does this mean?
那这套到底代表什么意思
呢 ？Do you really believe when God created everything? He tell them everything in the garden is good for food.
你相信吗？神让神造了所有的树，然后说树上的果子都是可以做食物的。
And not only good for food, but also pleasant to the eyes.
并且悦人的眼目。
So what does this mean?
那这什么意思
？So when God created the whole garden, He did not just create that tree in the midst of the garden.
所以神创造这个花园的时候，他不是只创造那一棵树而已。
But God already told Adam and Eve because that tree in the midst of the garden, Satan will use to tempt them. Will use that tree to tempt them.
因为神知道撒旦会用那些树来引诱他们，所以，
There was a really short translation. So the tree, so could be on the left hand side.
树可以在左边。
The tree could be on the right hand side.
树可以在右边。
But just happened that God already know that Satan will use the tree in the midst of the garden to tempt them.
但是，刚好是撒旦要用中间那个树来引诱他们。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我什么意思吗
？So God planted every tree.
神种所有的树
，Good to the sight，
对眼睛可以
，Good for food，
可以看起来可以悦人的眼目。
But God knows that the fruit that is in the midst of the garden is Satan can use that tree to tempt Adam and Eve。
但是神知道撒旦会用那个园子中间的那棵树来引诱亚当跟夏娃。
The reason, so when Adam and Eve partake the fruit, is it the fruit that make sin come into the world? Is it the fruit?
所以当亚当跟夏娃来吃那个食物的时候，是神。是那个食物把罪带到世间来的吗
？Is it the fruit？
是这个水果吗
You say no, right?
你说不说
So what do you guys think?
不是
It's the idea of eating it, right?
是这个要把它吃的想法。
Actually, we have to go a little bit beyond even that. Actually, they are disobedient to the word of God.
最主要是他们不顺服神的话。
Instead, they listen to Satan.
他们去听撒旦的话。
So that's why during that time, actually, the tree itself is neutral. There's nothing wrong with the tree.
所以树本身是一个中性的。
There's like many things in this world.
就像世上很多很多的事情。
To make a lot of money, is it wrong?
赚钱是错的吗
？Is it wrong?
是错的吗？
But if we make money against God's teaching, and then it's wrong.
但如果你不遵照神的旨意去赚钱的话
，so to eat every tree in the garden is nothing wrong.
所以树在园子上，园子里面没有错的。
But to disobey God and to follow Satan's will, this is the sin that come to them.
所以，但是违背神的旨意而听从撒旦的，那就是罪来到。
So what I'm trying to say that actually, the tree itself, God did not just plant one tree in the midst of garden. There's many trees in the midst of garden.But Satan used this tree during this particular time, and God knows. So God tell Adam and Eve, when you don't eat from that tree, why? Because Satan the one going to trick you to eat it.
所以当时我想讲的是，神不是造了一棵树而已，他造所有的树，园子里到处都有。但是神知道撒旦会用中间那棵树来引诱他，所以他就警告亚当和夏娃不可以吃。
So because of this, do we know that did Satan hear what God told Adam and Eve?
所以就这样来看，我们可没看到撒旦知不知道？神告诉他亚当跟夏娃。
Actually, even he didn't hear it. Actually, God already knew he planned to deceive them already from the beginning.
所以即使他没有听到，神也已经知道，他要用这个方法来引诱他们。
Of course, we don't know is for sure he heard it or not heard it, right?
我们不知道他到底是听见还是不听见。
But whatever it is, the main reason that they sin against God because they disobedient to His word and to His commandment.
所以这重要的关键的信息就是，他们。之所以犯罪，是因为他们不听神的诫命。
So just like nowadays,
就像我们现在一样。
God said, "Come to Sabbath." Right?
神说来遵守安息日。
And then God tell us, "Why do not steal, do not lie." All these things is commandment of God.
神告诉我们不要偷，不要抢，不要撒谎。
And sometimes we just take it as a suggestion, not a commandment.
有时候我们把它只是当做一个建议，而不是把它当做一个诫命。
Just like Adam and Eve.
就像亚当跟夏娃。
In the beginning, have only one thing to follow.One thing that they need to follow.
他们其实只要遵守一件事情。
That is not to eat the tree in the midst of God. Why? Because Satan will use that to tempt them.
就不要吃中间那棵树。
So nowadays we have many things.
我们现在世界上不吃那一件事有很多的事情。现在世界上有更多的事情来引诱我们。
So we can discern what's right and what's wrong.
就是为什么神赐给我们圣灵，让我们可以分辨什么是对错。
Everything in this world God created for us to enjoy.
因为所有神所创造的本意是要为我们所享受的。
For example, when you look at a beautiful woman.
我们来看一个漂亮的女生。
I'm sorry, not, I don't know anybody like to look ugly people, right? Nobody.
我相信没有人会愿意去看一个丑肉的人。
Even for me, sometimes I see a handsome guy, I say, wow, that guy is quite handsome. I mean, because God created him, he's be a handsome guy, right?
看到一个长得很帅的小伙子，我也会说他这个人很帅。
Then when I see a beautiful woman, I even tell my wife, wow, she's quite beautiful, right?
看到一位漂亮的女子，我也会跟我太太说她很漂亮，她真的很漂亮。
But then if I want to have sex with them, that's another story, right?
如果我想犯性上的不道德的事情的话，
this go against
这就是另外的问题了。
So、
这就因为这违反神的诫
命。
所以世上的事情很多时候都是这样子。
Because Satan wants to teach us a certain way.
因为撒旦会教我们另外的方法。
But God also teaches us to do a certain thing.
但是神却告诉我们什么事情是可以做的。
So we need to follow God, not Satan.
我们要顺从神而不顺从撒旦。
Yes, it's okay to look at someone who's beautiful. You can say they're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that.
所以你可以去看一位。美丽的女子也可以夸赞她是很漂亮。
Maybe if your wife is jealous, she'll slap you. But you know,
可能太太会有些吃醋。
So, but yeah, so you know, for guys, don't follow me, right? That kind of stuff. Yeah, because my wife, she's like a different story, right?
所以这些事情当然我们要注意，是不是可以造就我们的太太。
But the thing is, we go against God's teaching, and then everything can become sinful.
但是如果我们做事情违背神的旨意，所有的任何忠心的事情都能够变得有罪。
So what is your yes? Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So for you, right? You're saying it's if Satan heard it.
他有没有听到？不，他为什么可以听到？神讲话为什么他可以听到？
Why could he hear it? If God speaks, why could he?
因为他跟亚当在讲。
Because God was
speaking to Adam. So right now, as you speak, you think Satan can hear you?That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So where does it
Because between, actually with God, he can allow Satan to hear it and allow Satan not to hear it, right? With God.
对, 对神来说, 他可以允许撒旦听到, 也可以允许撒旦听不到。
And with us, when we speak, if God wants Satan to hear it, he will hear it. If God does not want, he cannot hear it.
如果我们讲话, 神允许撒旦能听见的话, 神, 撒旦就能听到。 如果他不允许, 撒旦就听不到。
But we know by nature, right? Because Satan lives in the spirit.
但是我们知道撒旦是活在灵界。
So maybe he's standing right beside me right now.
他可能就在你旁边。
But we cannot see it.
我们却无法看见。
And he can whisper many things in my head right now, right?
他可能在我们头里面激起很多意念。
And he can hear every thought that's in my mind.
甚至他能够知道我在想什么。
So, but when it comes to God,
但是来到神这里的
话, for example, in the beginning, it doesn't really matter much that Satan be able to hear what God tell Adam and Eve.
所以撒旦能不能听到讲这个神讲的这些话并不重要。
Because for me, God already knows what Satan gonna do.
因为神已经知道撒旦要做
什么。So God telling Adam and Eve actually to prevent from eating from the tree in the midst of garden, not because he heard it, Satan heard it, then Satan tricked them. No, it's already before that.
所以我们不应该认为是撒旦听到神讲这话，然后再来引诱亚当夏娃，而是神已经知道亚当跟夏撒旦会这样子引诱他，所以他预先警告他们。
When God created everything, it was good.
因为神创造一切的事情
，including the tree in the midst of the garden，
包括那个中间那棵树，神说都是好的。
But Satan make it bad.
但是撒旦却把它用来变坏的。
Tell Adam and Eve to go against God's teaching, right? God's commandment.
引诱亚当跟夏娃来违反神的诫命。
So the conclusion is, do we really know what this, even Satan know why did it allow that happen? It's difficult.
结论是我们到底是不是知道撒旦会知道那些事情，我们无法知道。
But most of the time, Satan knows and hears everything with us.
但是我们可以肯定的是，撒旦，我们很多大多数时候我们在说话，我们所讲的撒旦都知道。
For example, salvation plan.
例如说救恩的计划。
Actually, Satan knows that, you know, Jesus will come to save mankind.
他知道耶稣来是要来救我们。
Right, and then he knows that on the end that God gonna destroy him.
他也知道神会最后再会把他毁灭。
But for sure, he did not know how exactly.
但是他却不知道神的计划到底是怎么样。
He did not know why, because if he knows exact, because he tried to stop Jesus many times, right, using different people to do this, do that. But on the end, he cannot understand how can God.Right, die for people like us.
他无法理解为神是要为我们死，来拯救我们。他只是用各种方法来阻止耶稣。
So there's many things in the spiritual realm is hard for us to understand.
所以在属灵界的东西，我们很多事情无法真正的。
Since I came to Christ, I experienced evil spirit maybe 30 times.
那我来追求主之后，我体验到邪灵的干扰大概有三十多次。
But for sure, every time I experience him, I'm very afraid.
每一次我体验的时候，我觉得有些就都会很害怕。
Of course, not because you know my God is not greater than him.
并不是我的神不比他们更大。
Because my faith is very little.
而是我觉得我的信心不够。
And the third question, we almost yes.
第三个问题是。
So what language Adam and Eve speak?
亚当跟夏娃讲的是什么语言
？Hebrews.
讲的是不是希伯来文？
What do you guys think?
你们怎么样子认为？
In the beginning, how many language were there?
在起初的时候有多少语言呢？
In the beginning. Huh? You guys sure? Huh? You sure?
你们肯定吗？
And then Noah's time?So not Chinese, eh? Yeah. Actually, let's go to Genesis chapter 10.
我来看创世纪第十章。
Verse 20. Verse 20.
第十章二十节。
These were the son of Ham according to their families, according to their what? Languages. Right.
所以二十章这就是含的后裔各随他们的宗族方言所。
Okay, so we know by time of Noah, there's more than one language already.
我们知道那时候已经有多。
Then in verse 31,
但是在三十一节讲到说,
these were the son of Shem according to their family, according to their languages.
那时候有闪的子孙，各随他们的宗族方言。
So we know from then on, right? Already there's more than one languages.
我们知道那时候就已经有不同的语言。
So actually, in the beginning, it is my, it's not according to the Bible, my own opinion, actually, Adam and Eve did not speak Hebrew.
所以按照我个人意见, 不是按照圣经的意见,
why? The reason is that because when Abraham, the reason he was called Hebrew because the word itself is to draw him out, right, of his own country. So that's what means Hebrews, to draw him out to the other side of the river. Right? So that's the name come out, Hebrew, then at time.
那个为什么叫他讲希伯来文, 因为他意思是这个言语会把他们带走。
But the language is from the beginning, I have no idea. I mean,
他们到底讲, 刚才讲什么语言, 我不知道。
11 verse 1 11 verse 1 11章第一节创世纪11章第一节我们怎么样解释这一句。 So that's why we think about this, right? There's another spiritual teaching, right? Because during that time God said go and multiply, be fruitful, multiply and scatter all over the place, right?
所以那时候神就是我有一个属灵的教训在这里因为神那时候告诉他们要多多的繁衍。
But during that time actually they came together again and then they speak only one language.
但是他们却在一起聚集却讲一种语言。
So this means actually they already went against God's will for them to go out and spread all over the land, right? They came together, why? In one language to do what?
那时候他们本来是要被神送到各地去 但是他们却又聚集在一起来讲同样的语言来做一件事情。
Is it bad to speak one language?
讲同样的语言是坏的吗?
And then, yeah, of course, United States, for example, we speak English, but they can speak many languages, right? But at this point, on the whole earth, they speak one language. Right now, we can say, in the whole earth, right, we all speak one language, like English. It's almost like that.
这就像是他们有一个共同的语言, 他们都讲这同样的一种语言,
when I go to Taiwan, I'm so surprised, almost everybody can speak a little English, you know, everywhere you go to. Even at the mountain area, they can speak English. I was like, wow.
我在台湾很吃惊的是很多人都会讲一些英文, 甚至在山区都是这样。
In Africa, almost everybody speaks English. All the small tribes, the language almost gone already.
在非洲也是, 他们的小民族的, 他们的语言都已经差不多快消失, 他们都讲英语。
So during the time, actually, they came together, work in one accord to do evil against God.
所以那时候他们在一起, 同心的来做一些恶事, 来违背神的旨意。
Yeah. So any other thought, because I, yeah, the third questions even all that is very difficult to answer. So anybody guess any kind of language that they spoken?
你们有大家有没有概念?
Actually, for me, like when Adam and Eve before they sin, even they're talking to God, I don't think they even speak and just hearing one another, you know. It's <It'd be> much easier.
对我来说, 他们甚至可能都不用张嘴, 他们就,
but actually, all the animals back then. Actually, the animal, they probably also speak.
那时候的动物说不定也能够相互交流。
Because Adam talked to all the animals and stuff like that, name all of them, say, hey, you're a lion. Hey, you're, you know, something, right? So they must understand, okay, I'm a lion, you know.
亚当给他们取名, 比如说狮子, 然后他们肯定也都懂,狮子可能就知道, 哦, 我是狮子。
But after sinning, and then everything became chaotic. Nothing was in order.
但是因为后来他犯罪, 所有的这些都混乱了。
Anything else? I have these two fathers and two mothers. Maybe next time.
It
still remain two fathers and two mothers.
本来讲这位两个父亲两个母亲的题目, 下次再讲。
We run out of time.
现在没有时间了。
So we're going to dedicate, you know, the last 15 minutes for prayer.
我要把最后15分钟来祷告。
So I truly praise and thank God I can come here to be with all of you to study the Word of God together.
感谢赞美神, 我们能够有这个机会来一起查好神的话语。
And really, today, if you didn't get anything else at all,
如果我们今天没有得到造就的话,
no matter what happened, you stay in the true church.
不管怎么样, 我们至少要懂得一点是说, 我们在真教会里。
For me, I have no doubt there's no other church in the world can be saved except for us.
对我来说, 我一点都不怀疑, 在世上没有另外一个教会可以让我来得救的。
Why? Because God has chosen us to be His special people.
因为神已经拣选了我们成为他特别的子民。
And after 3 weeks of studying the, you know, the history doctrine in Taiwan, really, my faith increasing more to know this is the only church.
我在台湾查好三个礼拜的教义的历史, 更让我确信说这是唯一的教会。
Because a lot of our churches, a lot of our other doctrines is all most of the time is man-made stuff.
因为很多别种的教义都是人造的。
But if you look at a simple doctrine,
但是我们去看这种简单的教义,
even though it's simple but it's very profound,
一个简单的教义都是非常有深奥的意义。
And we know everything is from the Bible.
我们并且从 凡事都是从圣经中出发。
Everything is truly revealed from God.
每一个教义都是神向我们显明的。
So may you continue to study the Bible with one another.
愿我们来相互来查好，互相勉励。
And always pray to God for wisdom.
我们也求神赐给我们智慧。
To discern what is right and what is wrong.
分辨什么是对，什么是错。
Even someday maybe I be deceived and you know I leave the church.
甚至某一天我可能会被迷惑，我甚至离开教会。
But make sure you guys are here.
但是我们要肯定，我们要抓住这个真理。
No matter what.
不管怎么样
so we continue to pray for one another.
我们要相互来祷告
Let's sing hymn 67 again.
我们来看 来唱诗67首
67 67
首
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们现在要一起跪下来祷告。
We truly praise and thank God for this opportunity.
感谢赞美神有这次机会。
And we praise and thank God that every single one of you have the heart to come here to study His word together.
感谢赞美神，我们每一个人都有心来查好神的话语。
It's not easy to spend from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
从早上九点到下午六点并不容易。
But because your love for God is why you are here.
因为我们爱神，所以我们在这里。
And may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
And sanctify all you completely.
让我们分别成圣
and body, soul, and spirit.
让我们 从肉体到属灵都得到洁净
God bless all of you.
愿神祝福大家
Let's kneel down and pray.
让我们一起跪下来祷告